All right, welcome. Thank you for joining me here at Positive Herpes, the show where we spread positivity and knowledge like herpes. My name is Nate Cubs, and I'll be your host as we explore a myriad of talents, passions, and all of the various ways that we can better ourselves as human beings. All right, thank you for joining me. As this is my first episode of my first podcast, I would like to just give a little background on myself, as well as go over some of the topics that I wish to go over. As time goes on, it is my wish that this podcast, myself, and hopefully all of you will evolve and grow together. Okay, so a little bit about me and how I came to be. I was born in East LA into a family that wasn't necessarily broken, just not fully put together. Born to two very loving parents, each having their own quirky way of expression. They never really married, but, you know, whatever. As far as I know, I'm my father's only child and my mother's fourth child. I have three older sisters who all have the same father. They were really the only ones who ever raised me growing up, as our mother was always busy working three different jobs and going to school just to support the three of us. Before we get too far in, I want to mention that my father was never a deadbeat. He has always been there, around, and had even helped raise three daughters that weren't even his. For the first 5 to 6 years of my life, I had all of these wonderful people around me, bringing me up into this world. I want to give a tremendous shout out to the sisters of mine, Davina, Vanessa, and Elisa. With our mother always working and my father not living with us, they took it upon themselves to look after me, mentor me, and instill upon me some very core human values that I continue to carry with me and practice every day. Not only that, but they took turns taking me with them everywhere they went. I should mention that my sisters are 13 years older than me. And when I say I went everywhere, I really mean I went everywhere with them. We went to friends' houses, malls, movies. I even went to their high school. We were all fortunate enough that their teachers allowed me to sit in the back of their class, provided I did not make any noise. And super difficult, right? When you're 3 years old, be quiet. Anyway, like I previously mentioned, my sisters had a huge influence on my upbringing. At a very young age, they taught me some values that I would never hear again until I myself was of high school age. Values such as respect, honesty, integrity, being true to my word, and even being true to my word if the rest of the world wasn't. Being raised by three females stands to reason that they also taught me how to treat a lady and be in touch with my feminine side, which caused some problems later on in life, but we'll get into that later. Smash cut to a few years later. My mother and father never married, which caused fights and custody battles for a few years. They each took turns kidnapping me, which allowed me to see many different environments and types of people. I feel like this is the first time where I first got to hone in on my set of skills. Fast forward a few more years, and this is when I started to feel stable again. My dad moved us to Northern California to a town called Pleasanton. And I was like, Pleasanton? Like, the town of pleasantries, or even like a town so pleasant? I really didn't get it. I was young. Anyway, Pleasanton's just east of the East Bay. And this is where I spent half of my elementary school years and all of my junior high and high school years. Maybe a year after the move, once my pops and I felt settled in, is when I really started sports. I had practiced throwing, shooting, and or kicking a ball with various family members. But around the age 9, I started soccer. It was really the only sport that I could quench my insatiable amount of energy. Almost. I had so much energy that at one point, I even played in 2 separate leagues, sometimes playing one 90-minute game immediately after playing a full 90-minute game. I was put into baseball, but didn't like the slow pace. And, I mean, I was out in left field and running all the way to right field before the right fielder even got the ball. And honestly, that was pretty much my life until I moved out of my dad's house at the age of 18. My school life was pretty non-eventful. I was always told that nothing in life mattered except for school. I got kicked out of every clique of friends until I found one that didn't necessarily like me. They just let me sit with them. And looking back now, I realize that any group who ostracized me did so because I've always known who I was and never cared what others thought. In a world and an environment where everyone wants to change you, what do you do with the one kid who is perfectly content being exactly who he is? As far back as I can remember, I've always stuck to my core values. If someone insulted me, I would say, "Thanks for your opinion," and walk away. But I digress. Okay, 18 and moving out of my dad's house. So, I do love my pops, but to this day, I've never had a strong communication with him. So I moved to my sister's house, and I lived with her and her husband. I figured this would give me the freedom I longed for, while still being able to live in a safe environment. I wanted more from life. Side note, 10 years later, I think I'm just now trying to figure out what I want. So for any advice for anyone out there who, like, any listeners who might be of high school age or college age who think you know, you might know, but you might not know. Just do what feels right. Anyway, I can't thank Elisa and Bradley enough for helping me through such a transitional period in my life. Although I probably don't say it enough, I really do appreciate everything my sisters have done for me. Elisa was living in Las Vegas, and while I lived there, I had gone to school for a few semesters and had a shit ton of ideas and jobs. I transferred to a Cold Stone Creamery from the one I was currently working at in California. I worked for a law firm serving subpoenas, which, think about it, like, who wants that job? Because all you're doing is going around all day to people in a harsh environment such as Las Vegas and saying, "Hey, someone wants to sue you." I worked for Domino's as a CSR, a manager, and also a driver. I served food for Emeril Lagasse, like, bam! I was a snowboard instructor, going back to the pizza industry for a while for a family restaurant, and all the while hustling on the side with some shady people, most of which you probably wouldn't want to spend 2 minutes talking to. During that time, I really hated the life I had created. I didn't see myself going anywhere other than jail if I didn't get myself out. In retrospect, that stint in Vegas held some of the best times of my life, and I really would not trade it for anything in the world. Just before moving, I met and adopted one of the most wonderful allies I've ever had, my canine companion, Mia. Her original name was Celia, and the reason for her name change and her adoption are another story. But since day one until currently, we've had such a strong psychic connection, like, you really would have to see it to believe it. Upon moving back to California, one of the first things I did was throw myself into the depths of every bit of lush green nature I can find. I noticed that after living in chaos for so long, I needed to center my soul and reconnect with Mother Earth again. I gained a few more jobs and skills. Adding to the list, I sold meat door to door. Super weird, right? Like, knock knock, you want to buy some meat? I worked for the UPS store. And as a dog trainer for Petco. Then I started working for UPS proper as a truck loader. And then while I had that job, I gained a second warehouse job loading trucks full of bread for a bread distribution company. As far as employment, I suppose that brings us up to the present. There are a few more skills I gained which helped me raise money, but I won't get into that yet. Some of my passions and hobbies I've developed over the years include soccer, baseball, football, swimming, snowboarding and skiing, singing, rapping, music in general, writing, observing, and recently, after much persuasion, art. Oh yes, I can't forget about hiking and camping. I'm sure my friends are beyond tired of me asking them to join in on my bi-weekly hikes. I guess all that's left is a summary of some of the topics I know I will be discussing, and where I wish to take this audio venture of mine. In no particular order, some topics I wish to cover are nutrition and bulletproof coffee, neural transmitters, mirror neurons, the act of play, farming, permaculture, linguistic hypnosis, social dynamics, earthships, meditation, handwriting, analysis, wine and beer, massage, toning, body repair, art, travel, dog training, and bumblebees, dance, music, coding, extreme sports, and I can't forget about video games, and even the process of working for yourself and becoming your own business. I would like to thank my buddy Brandon for taking care of the most difficult part of the project, at least in my eyes, making sure all of the equipment is set up and all the audio levels are correct. I would also like to thank the universe for giving me the skills and tests I've needed along the way to make this possible. All right. I just want to give one real quick meager apology. I understand this is my first podcast and it's going to sound a bit raw. Yeah, that's about as far as I'm going as far as apologies. So also I wanted to give a little bit of credit to my homeboys, Aubrey Marcus and Joe Rogan, longtime fans. I will have to say that they totally gave me the idea for the title Positive Herpes. And they didn't say, hey, Nate, you should make a podcast. Call it Positive Herpes. There's an episode of the Warrior Poet Project podcast where Aubrey Marcus interviews Joe Rogan and they literally talk about positive herpes and going to fuck the world with positivity. So that's what I'm all about. And one last thing, I would just like to plug all of my handles. You can find me at facebook.com/positiveherpes, Twitter @positiveherpes, and Instagram @positiveherpes. Thanks. Good night.